Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Fly with me.
And welcome, welcome.
Let's fly.
I'm so glad you're here. We are in Lake Placid, New York, the host place for two Winter Olympics in the past. And yesterday on Travelers 411, we did all kinds of wonderful things, talking with people from the Mirror Lake Inn and other places. And one of the guests we had was Andrew Weibrecht, who is the son of the owners of the Mirror Lake Inn and a twice U.S. ski team Olympian, who brought home the bronze in his first Winter Olympics and the silver medal in his second. And we're going to be talking with him again today because there's just so much to talk with him about. And so we're having him back again on today's show. And you can go to travelers411.com and pick up the podcast from Travelers 411 yesterday and hear the first part of what's turning out to be a two-part interview with Andrew. And I want to remind you that we also, in addition to podcasting, so you can download and take us with you every show for 52 weeks, we at the same time archive every show forever and ever. So about 14, 15 months ago, in July of 2016, we came up to Lake Placid for the first time since I have radio shows. I had been here many times in the past. But a year ago, July, was when we got introduced to the Mirror Lake Inn and the Olympic Museum and some of the other wonderful and charming things there are to see and do in this region. So I want you to sit back and relax because we're going to go off and talk with the owner and founder of a wonderful resort nearby to the Mirror Lake Inn right after this.
It's frightening fun this Halloween with Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops performing the score to Tim Burton's animated classic, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Halloween Eve and Halloween Night, October 30th and 31st. Trick-or-treating in spooky behind-the-scenes spaces at Symphony Hall. Then follow the adventures of the Pumpkin King on the big screen while the Pops plays the Danny Elfman score live. Come dressed in costume. Tickets are going fast. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
You know, yesterday we interviewed some folks whose interviews you can hear at travelers411.com from the Lake Placid, New York area. And we did it in the same room we're in today, the Algonquin Room at Mirror Lake Inn in Lake Placid. We came up. Well, first of all, I want to thank Amtrak, Lake Placid, and the Mirror Lake Inn for ordering us the finest weather. It has been spectacularly gorgeous. Just cool enough to tell you it's autumn, but warm and sunny and no wind and just perfect weather for exploring and vegging out and restoring the spirit. And the leaves are putting on a show, and the lake is like truly a mirror. You want to talk about a mirror lake? You're looking at the reflection of trees and some dwellings, buildings that are around the lake, in the lake, and mountains in the background. And it's just stunning, absolutely stunning. And we arrived in Westport, New York. We boarded Amtrak in Albany at the Albany Rensselaer train station. If you're coming to Lake Placid by train, easy to do. You can get on anywhere along the line that's heading up northward. And if you wanted to continue on to Montreal, just remember your passport. And when you get off, as part of your ticket price, Amtrak has bundled in transportation that is royally done by a company called Ground Force One, and they are spectacularly professional, and the vehicles are comfortable, and it was a Chevrolet, and the last vehicle I got in that felt like that was a Range Rover. You felt like you were in your living room or your den. You're just comfortable, clean, beautiful seating, and what a spectacular drive that was. And I'm hoping that when we leave the Mirror Lake Inn today on our way back to Westport to hop on Amtrak and the Dome Car train, which you've got to get aboard before the beginning of November. It only runs for a short period of time, but you can take the train any time of year. You just can't get in the Dome Car. I hope that we're going to have an opportunity to stop at a horse rescue farm. And minimally, I hope to meet a horse called Two Socks. And I'm going to tell you more about Two Socks, but I'll give you the little bit of the insight. Two Socks, for those of you into horses and films, you can see the film. Two Socks has two white feet. That's how it got its name. Its great grandfather had three white feet. Those of you into horse racing already know who I'm talking about. This horse was a rescue horse for $35, and it is the great grandson of Secretariat. And Two Socks lives about halfway between Westport, New York, and Lake Placid. So if you take the train and you hop into Ground Force One as they're driving along, if the driver doesn't mention it, ask the driver, make a right turn as you're heading toward Lake Placid, and let you get closer to see Two Socks. Fabulous story. We're going to try and catch up with the owner. If not on our way back to the Amtrak station, we'll track him down and get him on the air with us by telephone. So I have with me Mark Sperling. Did you go to Harvard?
No, I didn't.
Oh, why are you sockless? That's a Harvard thing, isn't it?
It's still summer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you find it's like it's a dyed-in-the-wool Harvard thing to wear loafers or Docksiders or whatever in those socks. So when I see that, I say, that's always my first question. You a Harvard person. Mark Sperling is the CEO of White Face Club Companies. And I take it you are based here in Lake Placid, or did you come in especially to meet me from somewhere?
No, we're in Lake Placid. We're actually on the shores of Lake Placid, about 5 minutes from this room.
But your company's title is plural, White Face Club Companies. So what does that mean in terms of the plurality of companies?
We have several different operating entities. We're a resort community. We have a development and construction company. That's purpose is building and developing homes on our property, throughout our property. It's full construction crew. We have the club itself, which provides the amenities, golf, tennis, cross-country skiing, waterfront marina, as well as homeowner services to those people who have vacation homes or permanent residence. That's very cool. And then the other part is our food and beverage company that operates two seasonal restaurants and, most importantly, our destination wedding business.
Oh, that's got to be tremendous, because the views here, we want to talk about, you know, videos and wedding photography and albums and whatnot. I mean, this is you don't have to go and create something. It's already here waiting for you.
Well, it's a beautiful area in general, as you know, and you've spoken of, but we've created even greater views over on the property. We have extensive gardens throughout the entire acreage and down on the waterfront that's unparalleled. Mm-hmm. And not only in the Adirondacks, we have garden clubs from all over coming to visit our property.
Where is it in relation to the Mirror Lake Inn here in Lake Placid? If we went out the front drive, you go left, right? What do you do?
If you went out the front drive, it'd be to the right to the main road called Saranac Avenue. That's the road that ultimately takes you to Saranac Lake. Just as you're starting to get to the end of the village area, there's a road called Whiteface Inn Lane. That was the original name of our resort back in 1881, was Whiteface Inn. And you take that for about a mile and a half. And on the lake right-hand side, which is the lakeside, you'll find our entrance.
How big is the... Wait a minute. I have to ask you a question. But we also have to take a break. So here's the question. And when we come back, we're going to start there. How big is the property itself that supports all these houses and other features, benefits, and amenities? Talking with Mark Sperling, the CEO of Whiteface Companies, Whiteface Club Companies, and we're here at the Mirror Lake Inn in Lake Placid. Don't leave me.
I'm in New York state of mind. Seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. A bit high in the Rockies, under the evergreens, evergreens, that's right. But I know what I'm needing. I don't want to waste more time. I'm in New York state of mind.
It's here, Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Now through October 29th, this unique rail car offers an experience like no other. Passengers aboard Amtrak's world-famous Adirondack service can experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage as this popular annual tradition continues along one of the most scenic train rides in the world. The car features an upper level with windows on all sides to provide panoramic views of the changing colors of the trees, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain, and breathtaking views of the Adirondack Mountains between Albany and Montreal. Seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Advance reservations are required. In addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Details at Amtrak.com. It's Amtrak's Adirondack Dome Car, running from Albany Rensselaer New York train station to Montreal, Canada. But book now, as the last day is October 29th. Amtrak.com.
It's frightening fun this Halloween with Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops performing the score to Tim Burton's animated classic, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Halloween Eve and Halloween Night, October 30th and 31st. Trick-or-treating in spooky behind-the-scenes spaces at Symphony Hall. Then follow the adventures of the Pumpkin King on the big screen while the Pops plays the Danny Elfman score live. Come dressed in costume. Tickets are going fast. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am in gorgeous Lake Placid, and we are in the Adirondacks. And in fact, the Amtrak train has a name, and it's called the Adirondack. So that's an easy one to remember. And you can start anywhere along the... no pun intended, but you can start anywhere along the track. Start in New York City if you're there on business. Give yourself a treat before you leave the area. So many people come great distances to get into New York, and particularly into New York City. And how many times I have heard someone say, oh, I could never live in New York. Why? Oh, well, you know, I'm from the Midwest. I'm from the Southwest. I'm from the somewhere glorious, you know, open spaces, gorgeous mountains. And I, well, where did you go while you were in New York? Oh, well, we went to the theater and we went to great restaurants. We went to museums. Oh, so you were in Manhattan? Yes. Did you get out of Manhattan? No. Uh-huh. Well, that's like touching the elephant's trunk blindfolded and thinking you're playing with a snake, because all you've seen is one bitty piece, which is atypical of the rest of the state of New York, which is everything that you imagine when you think of Colorado or you think of Wyoming. And maybe the mountains aren't quite as tall, but they certainly are big enough for every kind of winter sport that you'd be interested in, as is evidenced by the fact that not once but twice the Winter Olympics have been here in Lake Placid. And they do their best to keep that tradition alive. There's a great Olympic museum here, which is lots of fun. You know, you've got everything from ski equipment to the garb that Olympic ski teams have worn when they enter the venue, the arenas, and the, you know, when you first see them and they're all wearing matching clothing, some of which I'd love to get somebody in, a dressmaker or somebody, come in and copy that for me. I want one of those. But it's such a fun place to be, and it really is a 12-month destination. I'm here at the Mirror Lake Inn in Lake Placid with Mark Sperling, the CEO of White Face Club Companies. And you didn't grow up here, did you?
I grew up just a couple hours from here.
Where?
In a small town on the same border of Canada and the St. Lawrence River, a town called Ogdensburg.
We have been through Ogdensburg. I don't remember it particularly, but we have been through Ogdensburg. And so how does a young man from Ogdensburg end up having the imagination and business acumen and financial wherewithal to undertake such a massive project that clearly Whiteface Club Companies represents?
That's a very long story. How much time do you have?
As much as you want, sir.
I grew up in a business family, third generation from an immigrant.
Where did your family come from?
My grandfather came by himself when he was about 12 years old.
From?
What's Poland?
Belarus.
In a small dirt town. This was shortly after the turn of the century.
It would have been 1905 when the Tsar was coming through to take everybody into the army.
Right.
That's when my grandfather left Kiev.
Yes. Okay.
He was 17.
So all the the Jewish boys were the cannon fodder.
Yeah. When they came for the third time, my great-grandparents were horse breeders. And they came to get my grandfather, and he was 17. And the family offered the Tsar's soldiers horses instead, and they took the horses and left. And a couple of months later, they came back the second time to get him, and they gave him horses a second time. And the head honcho said, the next time we come, we don't want horses, we want him. And by tradition, when you were taken in the Tsar's army, you either came back maimed and completely crippled up, or you came back in a pine box, or you didn't come back at all. And so that same night, my grandfather, like yours, was on a ship to America with a contact information for cousins in Brooklyn. And that was 1905. And he died a very wealthy man.
So very similar stories.
They had no choice. They had no choice but to be successful.
Right.
Because nobody was going to take care of you.
And how we ended up when he came over, the only thing he knew when he was being interviewed and trying to find placement, he had no connections here. He didn't want to be on a farm. He didn't want that life. He had come from that. And so finally he was asked if he had ever heard of Philadelphia. And he said, yes, of course. In whatever his words were, the Liberty Bell, the Independence, he understood it. And he said, yes, that's fine. He said, well, we have something for you in Philadelphia. They put him on a train, traveled, ended up at a station with nothing around it but a man in a buckboard. And with a sign that said Philadelphia. It happened to be Philadelphia, New York, which is a small crossroads up in the very north country.
Oh, that is hilarious. You know how many people left Europe during that same period and then during Hitler's rise?
Right.
Who were leaving European destinations, who were told they were going to America and they were put on a ship. What they didn't know was they were going to South America. And that's how they wound up in Venezuela and in Brazil and in Argentina. And what did they know when they got there? They didn't speak the language regardless of whether it was Spanish, Portuguese, or English. Hey, I love it. So, Philadelphia, New York, you got to love it.
So that's a story in of itself. But he ended up after various activities, and he started a furniture business, selling furniture.
Oh, my God. We have so much to talk about. Go ahead.
And prior to that, he had developed his business. He would go to traders. He would go travel.
So he's what, 13 years old at this point?
Barely, yeah. He's young. Maybe, you know, because he spent a couple of years in a farm living in the barn learning English through the reading of the New York Times at the dinner table with the farmer. That's how he was taught the language. When he decided it was time to go off on his own, one of the things he did was travel all the North Country, all the Adirondacks, actually, and meeting people. And he started buying furs from the trappers. He himself was not a trapper, but he bought furs. And he would then sell the furs to the buyers from New York, from the department stores and the furriers and such. And he developed a little business. He also got to know people all across the North Country, and he got to be known by them. And he would sleep in their barns and wherever. He would just travel around by foot, by horse. And anyway, as still a young man, he started a furniture business in 1919.
What was the name of it?
Sperling's Furniture. In the ensuing years, he expanded. He got a bigger store. He started in a livery, actually. He acquired his first vehicle, his first delivery truck, by one day traveling around, and he was at one of the farmer's house that he always frequented. And he was slept in the barn, and he saw this huge pile of horseshoes. And he asked the farmer,
"Gee, I'm glad you finished that word with shoes. We're gonna a huge pile of horseshoes. You gotta love that. We're gonna be right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Mark Spurley, and you and I, darling, are cut from the same fabric. We'll be right back."
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Hi, I'm Viola Davis. Did you know that 1 in 6 kids in America struggle with hunger? Growing up, I was one of those kids. But we can solve this. When we make breakfast happen for kids in our neighborhood, we have the power to end childhood hunger. We create bigger, brighter school days and healthier minds and bodies. Go to hungeris.org and lend your time or your voice.
A message from the Albertsons Companies Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board, where adventure awaits you. Climb the Duns River Falls, ride in the sea on a horse that's swimming along, take a sky ride through the treetops, river raft on the Martha Bray, enjoy sugary beaches and pristine turquoise waters with a local beverage in your hand, and come to life at night with Jamaican music and dance in a foodie's paradise where Jamaican spices bring everything into focus. Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
A weekend in the country.
We're invited.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
In the country.
I'm excited.
I don't know where to start. I'm talking with Mark Sperling. He is the CEO of Whiteface Club Companies, and their website is Whiteface Club Resort. I know they tried to make it longer, people, but they couldn't. They really made an effort. WhitefaceClubResort.com, and you might want to check it out. When you go to sabrams.com, in the show notes, you will find links that will take you right there. So if you're driving, don't worry about it. If you're listening for the first time, I'm glad you found us. Where you been for almost 16 years? So later, you want to check something out? And you can't remember who was that woman you were listening to keeping you company while you're driving? Just go to Google and put in radio show, travel expert, and you can't lose me because I dominate the first 10 results. If you go to travelers411.com, which you can reach from clicking at the very top of sabrams.com, you'll find the podcasts. And so we archive every show, every interview, and every guest has their own directory. And we podcast for 52 weeks, and we archive forever and ever and ever. And the difference is you can download the podcast and take us with you. So you got to start planning to come up to the Adirondacks, to Lake Placid. And I'm hoping on our way out, but we'll be back again. I promise you that. This is the second time in about 14 months we've been here. And every time we leave, I say, I'm going to miss this place. It is gorgeous. It is wonderful. And it's a 12-month destination. But I'm going to see if we can get our Ground Force One driver to take a little long cut so we can just get a drive-through and get down to the area where Mark Sperling shared with us in a previous segment that there are some gorgeous gardens. And I bet they are overloaded at this moment with chrysanthemums. Are they?
There are mums. There's a wide variety of plants throughout the gardens.
Yeah, well, we'll take a quick look, and then we'll have to come back in the spring.
Yeah.
When it's all in its glory.
And we hope you come back.
I count on it. Because every time I come here, I think I'm going to see the things I didn't get to see last time. And while I do, because that's at the top of my agenda, I learn about things I didn't know, which gives me a reason why, well, we don't have time this time, but we'll come back. And we don't actually live all that far away. We are in the Berkshires in Western Massachusetts.
Short drive.
Yeah, and I get gorgeous. So, when I say a place is gorgeous.
And I haven't even talked about our beautiful homes that we built.
No, we got plenty of time. don't worry about it. I'm moving guests down and down and down just to make time for you. So we left off. There was a pile of horseshoes. You don't usually hear a pile of horse finished with the word shoes often. So that really did tickle me. We're talking about your grandfather. And before we continue that, on a string, if you've just joined us, that started with my interest in where the entrepreneurial spirit, vision, drive, persistence that it takes to imagine, envision, plan, create, implement, and continue to nurture so that this wonderful whatever it is doesn't just implode on itself. That takes an awful lot of talent and skill and willingness to learn every day, because the questions keep changing. You think you've got the answers, but the questions keep changing. So you have to keep seeking new answers. And I am stunned by the parallels in your life and my life. You mentioned that your grandfather, at the ripe old age of 12 or 13 years old, magically appeared on his own in the U.S. from Eastern Europe, sent out of the Tsar's Russia in order to escape servitude and being maimed or dead in that process, which is exactly what happened with my grandfather. And differences, my grandfather was on a horse farm, arrived in the U.S. To seek out cousins living in Brooklyn in 1905. And the cousin told him he'd get him a job where he works, and took him, 17-year-old horse farmer, to a sweatshop, a million sewing machines creating things, and, you know, locked doors and not much ventilation. And this was not for him. And he said, I got to get out of here. And they said, well, where do you want to go? And he said, I want to go to a place that looks like Russia. So they sent him, you ready? Drum roll, Wisconsin. And so he would have been better off in Philadelphia, New York. But they sent him to Russia, and there was a Russian Jewish community in Milwaukee. And if you go to Milwaukee and you go to their gorgeous library that looks like an opera house, it's the Pfister Hotel. It's on Michigan and I don't know what. Go out the hotel, make a right turn, and walk a few blocks. You come to the downtown library, which is unbelievable. It is so beautiful. And the top floor is their heritage room. And I found photographs of the street my grandfather worked on. I found Mr. Abraham Furman and dug up his youngest daughter, last of his living children, who was 90-something when we were there, and she invited us to her apartment. And I told her about what I learned, how my grandfather went to work for Mr. Fairman, picking up furniture off the street and delivering it in a cart with a horse, and ultimately made enough money to buy Mr. Fairman's furniture store. And then the Fairmans moved to another street, and it was Maple or Cherry, I forget which. And she said, oh, that's the house I was born in. We lived upstairs. It was remarkable, amazing, whatever. And if you ever see the film Avalon by, written, produced, directed, whatever, by Barry Levinson, who is smitten with Baltimore, a Baltimore boy. You may know him from the film Diner, which is all true. None of that is fiction. All those crazy things in that film, all true. Those kids were all my older cousin's friends. And the girl at the end on the horse, you ever see the movie Diner? You know how Boogie is standing by the fence and he's smitten by the girl on the horse? That's my cousin Joni. So, yeah. And so Avalon is about a family in the furniture business. And it's, quote unquote, the old man, the father, and the sons. And there's a fire and whatever with the furniture store. We never had a fire in my grandfather's furniture businesses. But I am convinced that that story is based on my family. And in Baltimore, you mentioned the truck. He got a truck. Okay. My grandfather was already a wealthy guy. Owned a big house on Main Avenue in Baltimore, all you people. I'll give you, I think it's 3900 Main Avenue. Go take a drive by. Big Victorian house, porch that went completely around the house. I used to love to run around, dance around the house on the porch. Just the architecture was incredible. And he died a very wealthy man and came with nothing but ruples in his pocket, worthless ruples, you know. And when I hear stories, so in any event, I'm convinced Avalon is about the family, and he had a truck to deliver his furniture, vital. Down the road a piece on Broadway or Baltimore Street, I forget which, in Baltimore, was a little store that sold appliances. And they were ice boxes. and Ringer washing machines and the like. And it was owned by a guy named Luskin, who I only knew as Old Man Luskin. I think my grandfather was older than him, but that's all he ever called him, Old Man Luskin, who he used to loan his truck to make those deliveries. And Luskin's became this huge company and later imploded because the third generation wasn't as clever as you. Are we at the end of the line? No, we got time. Good. So I come from a long line of furniture movers that have a great appreciation of all of that. But the thing that strikes me in remembering my grandfather on my father's side and my grandparents on my mother's side, who came, my grandmother from Belarus, which later became Poland. Poland. They say the P so funny. Poland. And my grandfather on my mother's side, who came from Austria. And they came in the 1870s. And no, the family didn't speak English, but my grandmother, who spoke perfect American English because she was three when she came, also spoke seven other languages. And it kills me when I... Is everybody in America a Native American? Because if you're not, you came across water to get here. You came from Europe or South America or Asia or somewhere, and how somewhere along the line the idea of immigrants became not so much, not such a good story. So, you know, it is thrilling for me. I actually have chills thinking about it. What you wouldn't be doing what you're doing today, established as you are today, if it weren't for the fact that your great-grandparents and your grandfather were gutsy enough to take a chance on a new life in a new world and put a kid on a ship to come from halfway across the world with nothing in their pocket but lots of brains. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
And a man who would make a spectacular father.
Oh, I see. The lawyer, Mr. Eggerman. Dear child.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know. For over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So we have still have a pile of horseshoes. And I'm wondering where in that story with your grandfather we left you.
Well, he had started his furniture business. He had.
What did he sell?
He sold furniture.
Used?
No, mostly new at this point. He would acquire new. He would buy estates. He would sell some used.
Yeah, grandfather's was new and used.
He would take items in on trade for new. He would take used in. He would basically buy and sell anything, I think. But he would be delivering on a horse-drawn cart. And while spending a night, as I mentioned, at a farmer that he'd gotten known in the North Country, and he woke up and he saw this huge pile of horseshoes, and he asked the farmer, "What are you doing with all those horseshoes? Why do you have so many?" And the farmer said, "I can't get rid of them. The man who takes them wants to charge me for them. I can't afford to pay him to take them away. They're useless. You're already there." My grandfather said, "I'll tell you what, I'll get rid of them for you. I'll do you a favor, I'll get rid of them." And the guy, at no charge. And I said, "You're welcome to all of them. Come back when I have more, you're welcome to them." He took them, he sold them. With the proceeds, he bought his first truck. So that's how he started delivering.
Brilliant.
He expanded his original store, and after a few years, he was advised that the neighboring town was really the center of commerce in the big town of the North Country, and he should get a store there. He bought the largest building from the bank that owned it. It was a three-story building built in 1865. And then as we hit the Depression era, he was expanding his business. He opened up three more stores in the 1930-1931 period. and he grew and prospered. And all these years, he would return to Europe and he would try to persuade his family to join him. He was successful in getting two brothers over who settled in Canada, one in Montreal, one ultimately in Toronto. His sisters wouldn't leave the parents would not leave for any reason, and the sisters refused to leave the parents alone. Unfortunately, they perished in the Holocaust, and like so many towns of that time and location, it was razed, it was burned and bulldozed, and no longer exists other than it's etched in the glass at the Holocaust Museum in New York. And one day, in a visit to that museum, and there's a bridge, an arch bridge that has glass walls on it, looking down on a railroad car that's on a track with scattered shoes and such outside the car. There's all these towns that had similar fates, and where Jews were gathered from and annihilated. I'm staring at the railroad car, and I'm just impressed with the whole scene. And what am I staring at but the name of the town that my grandfather came from, which was called Opt Tau, and he referred to it as Opt. But so anyway, that was the start in the furniture business. My father got into the furniture business after attending a St. Lawrence University. My grandfather was huge on education, him never having a formal education and benefiting, but he understood the importance of it. And for a man who never had education, he's one of the smartest men I ever knew and the quickest person I could think of with numbers. He liked to invest, many people did. He was quite successful in his investments in the stock market. He didn't make the mistake of investing on margin, so he did not find himself in too much trouble in the crash. My father continued the business.
At what point did this turn into something that's related to travel, tourism, and hospitality?
You know, it's funny. I was raised in the business. You can't help it. As a kid, I was put in the warehouse, and the guys in the warehouse would give me the worst possible job imaginable, which was assembling metal dinette sets, not with a screw gun, but with a screwdriver. And so my hands probably got strong from that. But anyway, I grew up in the business. I swore I would never be involved in the business because I delivered, I put together dinettes, I did all the grunge work. And I was probably child labor, but they didn't, you know, it was family business.
Nobody was paying attention.
And I think I was very happy to be making 50 cents an hour. I felt very good about that. And we would travel in the summer. We grew up on the river. We were river rats. We were boat people. And every summer we would take a week-long trip on a boat, my parents' boat, take us into Canada up an old canal system called the Rideau Canal. And we'd visit these old resorts, and this one particular resort was a huge Victorian hotel. Well, maybe not so huge. It appeared huge when I was little. And then they had some out cabins, and you could sleep on your boat or you could stay there. They had beautiful grounds. They had a nice garden. And I just was enamored with it. And I had a dream that, well, one day I'm going to have a large boat, and I'm going to give tours on this canal and bring people to this hotel.
How old were you then?
Oh, I started having that dream probably when I was 11 or 12.
Wow.
And it was always a fancy of mine. The owner was a guy originally from Boston, actually, and his wife's family started this business. He was from Boston with a thick Boston accent. He was a big guy and the red cheeks and always had a white shirt on, always had slacks and a tie. The tie would be down two or three buttons. The shirt would be out of his pants. His hair would be mussed because one moment he'd be at the desk, the next moment in the kitchen, the next moment on a lawnmower on a hill. And we'd watch him wondering if he's going to tumble down this hill. And he would be doing everything. True proprietor. True,
no running, kidding.
With great stories. With the best stories of all.
That should give me some insight.
That gave me some great insight. I was impressed because every time you went, we went there every single year. I went there every year of my life for probably 50 years. As an adult, I too had a boat. I took my family. They grew up in the same type of exposure. But I was impressed because every year, every building would have a fresh coat of paint. Every bathroom would be glistening white with a high gloss paint. His attention to the little details, and even though the wood was old, the building was old, he kept it looking good. Great. So I learned from him. On my way, I went to college. I was a music guy. I love music. I love sports, but I really love music. And I went. I studied at a music school, a Crane School of Music, as a young man.
That's not the Crane Paper Factory people, is it?
No. Okay. And I don't think so. It could be distant cousins. You never know.
We have come to the end of this hour. Stay with me over the top of the hour, news people. We'll be right back talking with Mark Sperling some more. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,